When I grew up in Vietnam, there were times that my parents were working day and night that I had to learn from the young age to take care of my little young brother. Well, he's not little now, he's 30 years old. But when I was young, I had to take care of my brother while my parents were working. And, you know, in Vietnam, unlike here in America, there were days that the power just go out all of a sudden. And, you know, when the power go out, little critters start to come out of the sewer. And, you know, in Vietnam, they have sewer rats. They're really big, nasty, smelly little thing. And they would come out. And I was young at that time, and I was scared, you know. I was scared because I was scared of the darkness, and I was scared what's going to happen. I was a young child, but then I had to remember that I had to be courageous for my brother. If both of us were scared, then we are screwed. So I mean, I had to put on a really brave face. As if, like, I was not scared, but deep down inside, I said, Lord Jesus, please let the light be on. Please let the light be on so that these stupid rats won't bite me or I won't get rabies or anything, Lord. So you know, all of us are scared of the darkness. All of us do, especially when we're lost or we don't know what's going to happen next. Darkness is a symbolism of evil, and darkness, sometimes we think that we'll win over what's going on right now. Many people come to me and said, Father, I'm losing hope in our society. I'm losing hope with what's going on now, Father. It seems like darkness and sins is winning over our society, our world. But we forget that darkness is only the absence of light. Darkness is the absence of light. And darkness can never, ever win, because light will always radiate its ray at the end of the day. So even when I was young, I had to pray that, Lord Jesus, if it's according to your will, please let the power come back on. And the power always came back on. Thanks be to God. And so even in the midst of our struggles, our trials, our suffering, even in the midst of our storm, we know that at the end of the storm, the sun will come out again. So even in our trials, our struggle, our question, our doubt, our despair, we think that God is not present and that evil is going to win. But we know that the darkness cannot always be there forever. For the Son of Justice, the Lord Jesus Christ, will always radiate and shine the light of grace at the end of the battle. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, we have to ask ourselves, so how are we going to live when trials, suffering, or darkness is given to us right now? Well, naturally speaking, as human beings, we want to have everything all right, everything good. We don't want to live in darkness. We don't want to have pains. We don't want to have sufferings. But perhaps darkness, just like pains and sufferings, doubts and despair, is a part of our life. And how are we going to use those moments as a way to trust in God, as a way to seek God, as a way to strengthen our relationship with God and deepen our trust and our love in Him? If everything goes all right, then we will tend to think that, oh, I have it all. It is by my own two hands that I have built my own future, my own entirety right now. But through our struggles, through our doubts, through our despair, through our pains, through our sufferings, we can turn to God and say, Lord, I am not in control. I need you. Lord, just as you have died on the cross for the love of me, embracing all the pains and sufferings on the way to the cross, help me to embrace my own pains, my own suffering, my own trials, my own doubts, my own despair for the love of you. In the darkness, we hope for light. And our hope is not wishy-washy, Our hope is real because our hope is not in something. Our hope is in someone. Jesus Christ, who is the light of truth and the light of grace, will always radiate and will always shining His grace upon us at the end of the day. So do we believe in the power of God, or are we believing in our own ability? The second reading from St. Paul today said very, very clearly, we are saved not because of our own works, not because of our own power, but because of the grace of God, because of the love of God it has for each and every one of us. Do we believe that? Do we believe that God loves me and His grace is enough for me? And do we believe that even in our own trials, in our own sufferings, in our own questions, in our own doubts, in our own despair, that God's grace is enough for me and that He will get me through it and over it? This is what our faith teaches. This is what our faith confirmed to us. And this is why we hope. And I might as well leave this thought with you, even in the darkness. And perhaps you know it very well here in the middle of the night here in Monday or Rhineland. Oh, it's get pretty dark, huh? It's get pretty dark out here. But you look up to the skies. What do you see in the darkness? What do you see? The moon and the stars, right? And according to Catholic spirituality and theology, the stars are the saints shining in darkness. The one that had through their own life vindicated over the power of death, of darkness, of evil. They are now radiating and shining their light in the darkness of the night for us. So even when we think that we're alone, we look up. And we see the stars. We see the communion of saints with us, shining their light upon us, and continue to radiate their example and their hope and their faith for us. But most important of all, what do you see at night? The moon, right? The moon. And the saints have said that the moon is the Blessed Mother. And the moon has no light of itself, but only take the light of the sun and radiate that light to us. It's just like the Blessed Mother. She did not radiate her own light or her own ability, but she radiated the light of Christ for us. So in our trials, in our sufferings, in our doubts, in our despair, we know that we are not alone. We have the Blessed Mother with us. We have the saints with us. But most important of all, we know that Christ is always with us, even when we do not see Him. God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son so that everyone comes to know Him and to be saved by Him. Do we believe that? I remember when I first came to America in 1994, every football game I went to, people would be with those signs, 3:16, John 3:16 all the time. Well, that's true. God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son to save us. But also, remember, read a few lines afterward, but many people like to live in darkness. I pray, I hope, and I wish that we do not want to live in darkness of our own sins, our own despair and our doubts, but from darkness into light, so that the love of Christ will vindicate and radiate and continue to shine His light of grace upon us and for us. So we still have a few weeks left of Lent. Those of us who have already failed our commitment, it's okay. We still have time. Those of us who feel deep within our heart that Christ is inviting us to take on something more personal, something more intimate, something more faith-filled, we still have time. This is what Lent is all for. The time when we walk in darkness, but we know that the light is coming. And Lent is the time that the church gifts to us so we can strengthen our faith, fix our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, and know that the light of grace will always win at the end of the day. So I pray for you, and please pray for me, that we spend these 40 days of Lent well, so that our doubts is vindicated with the love of Christ, and His love is the foundation that continue to nourish and give us life, not only in this world, but also life eternally.